Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We kick things off our show. You know, I had a chance last week, as I told you, Anthony Walker Jr., the linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts, so was a Monsignor Pace graduate. He's salt of the earth type guy. Great kid, great grades. Went to Northwestern, University, and just an awesome guy. Well, he had something out at his alma mater last week, a little event that he and Sean Spence and a few other guys showed up to. But while I was in the gym during one of the rain delays, I was looking at some of the past teams in the state championships, and our first guest is the head coach at Monsignor Pace, longtime head coach, one of the guys that you pick a blueprint and you follow what he does as far as teaching, coaching, preparation. There's none like him, and certainly I'm looking at that, and I said, we have to have Coach on, talk to him a little bit. Last year, despite losing quite a few players, that program still managed to finish second in the region, won a playoff game for the first time in a long time, and head coach Joe Zacchio joins us this morning. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, my pleasure.
I was in your gym last week, kind of reminiscing with some of your former players, and I know you were out of town, and talking about some of the great players, some of the great teams, and there were people there, some of the younger kids who weren't from Pace, and when you mention Webster and all these guys all the way down, Van Dyke and on, I mean, they go, wow, they had some kids, and you were at that epicenter. You've been there for years and years and years, coach, athletic director. Talk about all these years, coach. I know the game has changed, but you won't let it pass you by. You've worked these kids as hard as any. Talk about what it's been for you for the last, four decades?
Well, Larry, listen, I think that kids are kids. People say kids are different. They're really no different today than they were 50 years ago. They want the same kind of things. They want the discipline. They want you to show them how to do things the right way. We've been very fortunate over the years that we've had some great kids, like the Webster kid, the Morris kid, and, of course, Anthony Walker. And even guys before that, like, Mario Smith. And you just had a bunch of great kids that bought into the philosophy and the hard work. I mean, right now, even though it's the off season, we're out there at 6 a.m. in the morning working these kids hard, we're not going to carry 50, 60 kids on our squad. We carry probably the average around 35 kids. So, we got to work hard in the offseason to be able to go four quarters. I tell them we're going to train for five quarters, not four quarters. And, they buy into it. So, we've been very fortunate that way.
You have – and we talk, you and I talk about so many changes throughout the years. And obviously you and Mark Wondola and some of the guys have been around for a long time, Chris Merritt, and their being is the fact that you have to let the kids, compete. Year round, if it is, it is. And you've done a really good job at that too. You get those kids, like you said, early in the morning. Plus, you let them, like your assistant coaches, let those kids and go into 7-on-7 events and compete. Talk about how that's changed, because I know that at the beginning, a lot of people were ardent, against that happening because of the way it was structured. But what has changed?
Well, I mean, bottom line is this, some people, because I'm an older guy, they say old school, they try to research. Like I tell people, listen, I'm not a dinosaur. Dinosaurs die off. I said I'm old school, but I'll evolve. And that's what you have to do as a coach and as a player. You have to evolve. You have to switch with what's going on. I'm still not a big proponent of 7-on-7 competition, but I know it's a necessary thing. Yeah. The kids enjoy it. It gets them competing all year. And that's why coaches nowadays, especially you young guys out there getting into coaching, listen, it's 24/7, 12 months a year. It's no longer just August through December. You got to stay with these kids all year long. And now with all these new rules in the high school about kids switching over, you got to let these kids know that you're there for them and that you're going to bust your behind to get them into college, that you're going to teach them all the right things and stay with them and put them into the competition. They want it. It's better being in a competition than on the street somewhere, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Joe Zacchio, Monsignor Pace, joining us on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Coach, also, you know, you take a look at the way things are structured in from 4A down. You don't have the districts. It's all based on everything's on the points, the region. But it worked out good for you guys last year. You know, I mean, now I think they go to six teams, but it was four, which puts you in a great position. Position where you were a second seed, got to host your first round game against Key West, which I had the pleasure of being at, and then ran into University School, and then University School played against Coco. Talk about how that works. I mean, does that seem like it's a fair thing with the point system, with the way they have it structured without a district? Because I know how many, when we were kids, everybody wanted to walk around with those district championship T-shirts.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's like, again, it's like anything else. It's a change, and you can either fight the change or learn how to play within that change. And that's what we did. We looked at it, and we said, okay, you got to – I think what it does is forces everybody to play a little bit better schedule also.
Right.
You know, you better play some teams that you're going to get some points over, because if you just play teams that you're going to walk over, you're not going to get the points and you're not going to make the playoffs. So I like it. I really do. And I think it's even better now that they went to six teams, because – it opens up the field a little bit more to a couple more teams, and it's always a good thing to get more competition in there. And I like it. You know, in the beginning, I was a little leery of it, but I think it's a good thing. And you know, baseball this year coming up is going to that. They won't be having districts. They're going to go into the point system as well.
Well, I mean, you guys are the defending state champs in baseball. Congratulations as well.
Thank you.
I mean, that I know that's a – you see, like football, people who weren't around in the early 90s and the 80s, you know, the Alex Fernandez days, and don't understand that Pace was the deal, and in basketball as well. So the three majors, and Coach Frank Pellegre had him going in wrestling. So, you know, the times change, but you know what? The cream does find a way to rise to the top. Also, Coach, the other thing too, you take a look at, you were mentioning how you like it. I had a conversation with Ice Harris last year, and you know, he had obviously his school is predicated on playing that monster schedule every year. Now last year obviously came back to bite him. This year kind of opens him up a little bit, because they were just a few points out, and I'm sure he next year when they do the reshuffling and the scheduling, I'm sure that a lot of those heavyweights will have to be left off. I mean, like you said, you can play a challenging schedule, but you know, you don't want to kill your kid. You know, you don't want to kill your kids and kill your chances of getting the state.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's why the head coach has got to look at the whole picture and understand what he wants to accomplish and make sure that he does it the right way. I mean, this year we're playing Norland, we're playing Boyd Anderson, you know, and then we go over to the West Coast and we go up the state a little bit to move around. You got to put a nice, good schedule together. But you can't give yourself, powerhouses each and every week.
Because
by the end of the year, by the time it comes to the playoffs, you're going to be half crippled with injuries or whatever, and just worn out, you know?
Yeah, so. No, I agree. Coach Joe Zacchio, Monsignor Pace, joining us on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM. Coach, also, when you take a look at some of the past, and I was reminded, I put a picture of Fred Taylor up, and some of the clashes that Pace had with Glade Central, I mean, were just historic. I mean, I know for a while they were Achilles and you couldn't get over the hump, but talk about those meetings, because, I mean, there were some star-studded rosters on both sides.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one year we go up there and they got Fred Taylor playing for them and they got this one out. All guys who became all-stars in the NFL, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
have some fantastic talent coming out of that area.
Yeah,
and, yeah, they were Achilles' heel for quite some time. And then we finally get over the hump and we became very competitive. And even with that, every year you had to go Glade Central or through Miami, you know, Monsignor Pace to get to that next round. And there was some tough battles with them. I love playing those guys.
I mean, and also the one thing about when you go to a Pace game, you there's a lot of alumni. I mean, you know, last time we came out there, you had like four or five former players. I mean, what's that like? I mean, you know, to see these guys coming back to support. I mean, all schools have it, but not as much as some. And you guys are very fortunate. I mean, like we had talked about DeMarcus Van Dyke and Joel Rodriguez and guys who are of that. But you also had Rod Mack, who does a lot with the youth football now. As well, yeah. he reminds me of a mini you.
Yeah, he does. Only he's better looking.
Yeah.
No, you know what? We've been. I think the reason that happens, and you're right. Every game we have, my sideline is filled with alumni, whether they went on to play college or pro or not. There's always alumni out there, and I think it's because what I've tried to do with these guys. Listen, it's a hell of a lot more than just playing football.
Yeah.
We try to go through the whole, and you know, a lot of guys say that, but I really believe we live at a pace, and that's why they always come back. I mean, like we start off on July 30th. We'll start off with a camp where we move into the school, live there, have the food catered. We'll do our own retreat for the football team. I'll have somebody coming in teaching the kid about etiquette, how to eat properly, how to conduct themselves properly. You know, we try to give them more than just football, and I think that's why they come back years later on because they still feel like you're part of the family, not just part of some athletic team that they were involved with.
Yeah, no doubt. And I see a lot of campus improvements being made, too. I see the construction going on, which is awesome. And, you know, it's progress is a good thing, keeps the student body happy, and it's awesome. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. You know, we'll run into you plenty this year.
Hey, Larry, thanks for having me on. It's always great talking to you.
Anytime. Joe Zacchio, the legendary Monsignor Pace head coach.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.